Welcome everybody to our children's nativity service. There's not that many children here. Oh, who's going to light the fourth Advent candle? Oh, why don't you come up? Now go run, tell them we're all ready. Welcome everybody to our children's nativity service. We are so excited for today. After the service, there'll be tea and coffee for the adults, and for the children, there'll be a Christmas party up the stairs. If you're not involved in the nativity and you're a child, you're more than welcome to come up for the party afterwards. First, we are going to sing our opening song, hymn number 306, O Come All Ye Faithful. Please stand.
I don't know about you, but I'm dying for a seat and a cup of tea.
Me too.
I'm totally stressed out, are you?
As well as stressed out, my credit card is maxed out.
It shouldn't be like that, spending too much money. It's not what Christmas is all about.
Indeed, but it's expected, isn't it?
Can I get some money to go for pizza?
What happened to the money I gave you?
There's not much left, but everyone else is going.
No, I've spent enough money, and in case you've forgotten, it's Christmas.
But Mom?
But Dad, nothing. But Dad, nothing. How much have you got left?
Just about £3.
That will get you a hot chocolate from Manna.
But I want to.
No, I want you to go and do something good as it's Christmas. I don't know, think of something. I'm going home. If you're lucky, you can catch Manna before it closes.
You could come and help me.
With what?
Come across to the curtain seat. 3-2-2, good questions, all rejoice. Hi everyone.
What's happening here?
We're rehearsing our nativity play. You know, if you'd been to church more often, you could have had a part.
No thanks.
Shall we practice the chorus of our song?
Yeah.
Okay, get into position and we'll have a go. Doesn't that sound really awesome?
Yeah, it's good.
Good. I think we are fabulous.
So, do you think you can help us?
Doing what?
Well, our narrator has recently lost her voice, and I've heard you're a pretty decent reader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the Christmas story?
Yep.
Yeah. So, read this. We will now be doing hymn 315, Once in Royal David City.
Thank you.
You know the Christmas story, don't you? So, you're going to tell the story, and our youngsters here will act it out.
Okay.
It's easy, and you have it all written down for you.
Okay. Do I have to get them to do anything?
No, they know what to do, don't you?
We sure do.
God loved the world, but the people of the world continued to sin and fall away from him. So he planned that one day he would send a saviour. That saviour would bring us back to God. He sent his own son Jesus, born as a human baby. God chose a young Jewish girl called Mary to give birth to the saviour. She was betrothed to a man called Joseph, but she found favour with God and conceived by the Holy Spirit. An angel had visited her to tell her of this. The angel also had to visit Joseph and tell him it was okay to marry Mary. He was so angry at first, but he believed what the angel told him. When Mary was far on in her pregnancy, they had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem to take part in a census. It was a long and difficult journey.
Yee-haw! Yee-haw!
Sorry, I forgot to come back. Donkey. On you go, donkey.
Yee-haw! Yee-haw!
Mary and Joseph arrived at Bethlehem just as she was about to give birth. There were no rooms available and had to rest in a stable. Jesus was born there. We will now sing hymn 300, The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy.
Doing great, everyone.
Do I go on?
Mm-hmm.
In a country in the east, three very clever men, known as the Magi, or kings, had noticed a new star in the sky. Back then, it was thought this meant something great was going to happen, like the birth of a new king. They were excited.
This is awesome. We have to follow the star and find this newborn king. Let's pack up your stuff and let's head off.
I think he was waiting for them to get on the stage.
Mind those gifts now.
Well, next time, Junior Praise, 271, We Three Kings.
Yes, if you could come now, that would be great. See you in 5. Oh, sorry about that. You can carry on.
Okay. The Magi made their way following the star. They stopped at Herod's palace, asking to see the new king. There was no new king, but Herod asked the Magi to come back and tell him where he could go and worship him. But Herod was a bad man, and an angel came that way in a dream and told them not to go to him, but to go home another way.
I just had the strangest dream, did you? We better do as we're told.
So the Magi set off to see the new king, but did not go back to Herod to tell him of their whereabouts.
I think it's nearly our big moment.
Will I go on?
Yes, carry on.
Jesus was born in a stable full of animals. Outside the town, shepherds were out minding their sheep. They were trying hard to stay awake.
Sheep are terrible for wandering off.
Suddenly, there was a bright light that lit up the fields. A host of angels appeared, and the shepherds were terrified.
Fear not, in a town of Bethlehem, a new Savior has been born. You will see him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Shepherds were stunned. They too had heard the prophecy about a new Messiah, so they made their way to the town. We will now sing hymn 321, Come and Join the Celebration. The shepherds bowed down to the new king, and the Magi offered their gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I think that's all there is. Is that how it finishes?
That is just the beginning.
Is that where we get the tradition of giving gifts to each other?
Well, yes, sort of. It is now that we would give prayers and offerings to others.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift that is your Son, Jesus, sent as a baby. We thank you for his life and his sacrifice on the cross, so that we can be made free for our sins and be forever with you. We thank you for our wonderful children and young people. Thank you for the joy that they have brought us today. We are so thankful for all the good gifts you have given us. We thank you for the giving of toys over the last few weeks. We pray that these gifts would be given to those who need it most. We thank you as well for the hard work and dedication for everyone who is working this Christmas to keep us safe and well. Bless them this Christmas as they are away from their families. Lord, we also right now lift up the people of Magdeburg, Germany, after the horrendous attack that happened. Comfort those who are grieving, heal those who are hurting, and bring justice against the people involved in the attack. We pray for long-lasting peace in war-torn nations like Ukraine, Israel, and Palestine, and more. We ask you that you would be with those who have lost loved ones in the war, those who are displaced because of the war. We We pray that you would help nations across the world to open up their borders, their hearts and arms to those refugees. Finally, Lord, we pray for those who are struggling this Christmas to put food on the table, to bring heat up their homes. Those who are in debt and those who feel alone, bring people alongside them to help them. Let no one be alone this Christmas. We pray these things in your name as we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power,
is that it done?
That's the play done, but as I said, the Christmas story is just the beginning. When you follow Jesus, you learn about him and his teachings and about how we should live. It's not all about the presents, although it's nice to get them. It's about sharing this special time with others less fortunate and celebrating the birth of Jesus.
How can I do that?
You can remember the people who are lonely at Christmas and visit them or send them a card.
Give a toy.
Yes, give a toy to the children who are less fortunate.
Help others. Be helpful.
Mum and Dad, what are you doing here?
Yes, these are all good things.
Mum and Dad, what are you doing here?
We heard you were helping out here and we thought we would come and see for ourselves. We are both very proud of you, son.
Yes, Callum read so well. Just in case our narrator can't make it on the day, could you stand in for
me?
Yes, you.
I'd love to.
So, what about the rest of the song? Can we sing it now?
Yes, it's so easy, even the congregation can join in. Okay, everyone in position. Are we ready to do something good at Christmas?
Christmas, feather around some joy, show a little kindness in your child at all. Do something good at Christmas, feather around some joy. here, congregation, sometimes it feels like time runs differently in this country from Cameroon. In less than 45 minutes, we've sung 7 hymns. We've watched our children perform a drama in 5 scenes. We've had a prayer, and we are finishing in less than 45 minutes. In Cameroon, we will just be starting. Can I ask the rest of the congregation to join me to put our hands together for our children and especially for the leaders who have prepared them for this wonderful exercise? You have all done very well. I am sure that Santa has a lot for you people, and you will discover that on Christmas morning. When is Christmas again? Wednesday. Tuesday? Wednesday. I don't think any of you can miss that. Can we stand for the benediction, please? Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.